नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्मन विश्वमूर्ते स्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशम इमं चिन्दि दृढं पाण्डुषु कृष्णिषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्मन विश्वमूर्ते स्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशम इमं चिन्दि दृढं पाण्डुषु वृष्णिषु। अथ देयरफॉर विश्वेश ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स विश्व आत्मन ओ सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स विश्व मूर्ते ओ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म स्वकेशु एंड टू माय ओन किन्समैन मे माय स्नेह पाशम टाई ऑफ अफेक्शन इमम दिस चिंदी कट ऑफ दृढ़म डीप पांडुषु फॉर द पांडवास वृष्णीषु फॉर द वृष्णीज ऑल्सो। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Lord of the Universe, Soul of the Universe, O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please, therefore, sever my ties of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Please repeat. O Lord of the Universe,
O Lord of the Universe,
Soul of the Universe,
Soul of the Universe,
O Personality of the Form of the Universe,
O Personality of the Form of the Universe,
please, therefore, sever my ties of affection,
sever my ties of affection,
for my kinsmen,
for my kinsmen,
the Pandavas,
the Pandavas,
and the Vrishnis,
and the Vrishnis.
Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. But the householders are sometimes obliged to ask favors from the Lord, being bound by the tie of family affection. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and therefore she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. The Pandavas are her own sons, and the Vrishnis are the members of her paternal family. Krishna was equally related to both the families. Both the families required the Lord's help because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. Srimati Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas, but by his doing so, her paternal house would be bereft of the benefit. All these partialities troubled the mind of Kunti, and therefore she desired to cut off the affectionate tie. A pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities over devotional service for all forgotten souls. The typical example is the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. All of them belong to the most enlightened and cultured rich families of the higher castes. But for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a Brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. The personality of Godhead as an ideal king showed this by example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. Such personalities as a Brahmana, a devotee, a king, or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe or the Lord of the universal mind, indicating his all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, it is sometimes experienced that the Lord, out of his special affinity towards a weak devotee, breaks the family affection by force of circumstances, arranged by his all-powerful energy. By doing so, he causes the devotee to become completely dependent on him and thus clears the path for his going back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dhradam Pandushu Vrishnishu. O Lord of the Universe, Soul of the Universe, O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. So Srimati Kunti Devi is now asking another tough thing from Krishna. If you remember, she asked for getting out the trouble all the time. Prayed to Krishna that please keep me in trouble, material trouble, so that they can see him and remember him. Now she is saying, please cut off my family ties. Chindi. What? Chindi of Sneha Pasham. So this family tie is a pasham, like a rope. Pasham means from rope comes pasham. But Sneha, affection, it is not out of enmity or something. Because it's like a quicksand. The more you try to get out, the more you can get in. Provided there is no service, you know. But if you progress in devotional service, then this problem is not there. It's very easy for a devotee of the Lord, a pure devotee of the Lord especially, to cut off this affection, this knot. That's why when the marriage takes place, there is a ceremony called Pani Grahan. Pani means hand, and Grahan means to hold. So the husband and wife are made to hold each other's hand, and they take some vows. And then this Grahana is very, very difficult to get rid of. Sometimes, Prabhu was telling that it's sometimes there is an eclipse, you know, sun eclipse and moon eclipse. That's also called grahan. Because Rahu and Ketu come and try to eat them. They hold them. So he says, you pray. Everybody prays. Please Rahu, please release the sun and the moon, and then it's released after some time, you know, it's there for a few hours. But this Pani Grahana, holding of the hand, this is very, very long lasting. Especially in the Vedic system, once you are married, finish. There's no going back on that for whatever reason. So here, Prabhupada gives the example of Sri Ramchandra. He just gave up. Like that, we have so many examples. Bharat Maharaj, he just left his kingdom like stool. In the Prabhupada gives the example of this. Goswamis, you know, they're all super rich. I remember that Raghunath Das Goswami, his father was a Majumdar. You know, Majumdar is like a accountant for the village, for the kingdom. And he was paid a salary of something like 20,000 gold coins. From today's, this one, you know, he was like a trillionaire, not even billionaire. You know. But they just gave it up. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, everybody just, you know, went to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. And then if you go to Maharashtra, in the Pandapur, or rest of the places also, you know, all these great devotees, Tukaram, Namdev, Raka Kumbhar, Gora Kumbhar, Narsi Mehta, the whole list of them. So when you read their life story, then you find that many of them were very rich. And then they found out that this attachment is stopping them. So it's so nice. They say that they just kept some tulsi leaves in the house and walked out. Just walked out. Or sometimes they will call the village people to come and loot, rob their house. You know, they say, come on, take what you want, like that. You know. Because that affection to the material thing, it's difficult. It's very, very difficult. And that's why it's called as Sneha Pasham. But Srila Prabhupada says in purport that she called Krishna Vishvesha, Vishwatman, Vishwamurti. She calls her big, big names. Because that energy is enough to cut. Like in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this tie of ignorance has to be cut with the sword of knowledge. The knot is to be cut. And this knot is not simple. It is dridham, very deep. Very, you know, like also in the marriage, the two, one chadar of the groom and the sari of the bride, they are also tied. Some knots are there, you know, and then they say that open after how many days? Okay, but that's supposed to be there. As per the Vedic system, they're supposed to be there for a few days. Just to remind you about the new thing you got. So it's so interesting, you know, this Kunti Devi has said she raised the bar for devotees. First by asking for trouble, and now she is saying just chindi. Chindi means, you know, just a cloth is there and it cuts into pieces, it's called chindi. So same way she is saying that this knot, Sneha Pasham, this rope should be cut into chindis. So that, why cut in chindis? Because sometime there may be enough rope to tie something. So she said, I don't want that. Just make it into small bits so that there is no hope of tying it again, you know. And elsewhere in Bhagavatam, this whole family situation is described. that how it is a man in the forest, you know, hanging from a branch, and below is a tiger, and you know, the snake on the tree, and so many things. Yeah, it's all nice. This whole, and that's all compared to that, you know, that, okay, so who is snake? Who is tiger? All relatives. And then is there is some honeycomb there, you know. And from that some honey is dripping drop by drop, and this person is trying to balance all this, and you know, if he takes one step this way or that way, he can be bitten by a snake, or he can fall down to the tiger, or something can happen, or the bee can sting him. But when that he get that one drop of juice, I mean, honey from there, he becomes so happy. So it has to be, you know, it can come only by association, and it can come by only pure devotion. It cannot come just like that. So like Prabhupada says that sometimes Krishna takes away everything from you. That's his special mercy. That's not his punishment. But the devotee doesn't want to take chances, you know. So she says, I don't want to take chances. You are there. You'll help us. But please get rid of this forever. So this really, as I said, very, very wonderful prayer. Not for the weak heart. Not for the person who cannot take a decision, you know, like sometimes they say, who is the decision taker in the house? And he says, oh, of course me. The men say that all the time. But then there was a village where everybody was supposed to be asking their wives, you know, like, wives were controlling. So they wanted to change it. They sent some psychiatrist to the village and they said, just see how the men can become powerful. So they wanted to first do a survey. So they went to house and started asking, who takes the decision here in your house? And almost everybody says the wife, home minister. So finally they come across one person, like last person. So he says, okay sir, who takes the decision? He says, of course I take the decision. So they say, thank God there is one person in the village who is taking decisions. So they say, just to honor you for your decision, you know, we want to give you some gift. We have two horses here, a black one and a white one. Which one you want? So he says, give me a minute, let me ask my wife. So he is taking all the decisions, but you can find out. So same way, different things, you know, sometimes the children, now you see in modern, advanced, materially advanced times, it's the children who are controlling, not even the wife, you know. You see, most of the families we come across, it's the children who decide where to go, what to do, what happened, why didn't you come for the program? Nice lady, she says, oh, my children don't want me to go. So they are deciding where the parents should go. They decide which movie to see. They decide everything. Which game they have to play and so on. So for that reason, the devotee, Prabhupada says, he, by taking away the material thing from a devotee, Krishna makes them totally dependent on him. So that becomes easy, you know, because then when you are depending on Krishna, then you don't have to worry about anything. But of course, for that you require tremendous faith and tremendous determination, dhadam, and then you can do it. So thank you very much. Any question, comment? श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय।